This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Happy Constitution Day, Super Don. Woohoo!
Constitution?
I thought
it was Constipation Day. I'm sorry.
Well, the people that are defending the Constitution in the federal government probably are all constipated. You're right.
Yes.
They need a coffee enema big time. And we can put the essence of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson in there, too. I'm sorry. I don't know. We started there already. I tell you. There's only one way to go from here. It's up, up, and away. Hey, welcome, everybody. We got Stephen Huer on. Anybody interested in regenerating kidney function? Kidney health. That's a big topic. And Stephen Huer is dropping by for a few minutes to do that. I know it's a tall order, but we've got it. Also, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, joins us, and we're going to talk about the latest conspiracies about the Ebola explosion in Africa and perhaps here in America. And then Ty Bollinger and I go outside the box, as we do every Wednesday, co-author with me on Unlock the Power to Heal. But yeah, it is Constitution Day, Super Don. We can't ignore that. We cannot ignore that.
Well, you know, of all the holidays you can celebrate throughout the year, and there's some weird ones, some weird ones where you go, oh, it's a holiday. Well, why is it a holiday? I don't even know what I'm supposed to do today. Constitution Day is something we can definitely get behind.
Yeah, Constitution Day, we all become as little two-year-olds and say no. Just say no. That is right. The 10th Amendment Center has it right. This Constitution Day, try something new. Nullify the feds. Constitution was signed on September 17th, this day in 1787. And every year that date passes by with hardly a sound. It's like most people don't know it's happening.
Right.
Yet, it's now become, those that do know about it, is the day to observe federal laws, right? Bow down to the federal government. They know all. They know better. Of course, if you've been indoctrinated in a government indoctrination center, a.k.a. a public school, you probably think the Constitution even gives you your rights. When it was only about restricting the government and very specifically enumerating a few things that the federal government could do. That which it could not were reserved for the states and the people respectively, hence the 10th Amendment and the 10th Amendment Center. So, check it out. The time to say no is now, just like they're doing with cannabis, overturning federal law not by Congress, an act of Congress, not by a Supreme Court ruling, no, but simply the states going, uh-uh, you don't belong here, butt out. Butt out federal government, and it's proving to be working as 21, 22, or 23 states now have some form of nullification of the federal restrictions on the use of that plant that can do all so much good. So, there you go. Simple Constitution Day message. Say no, nullify, and of course you're simultaneously saying yes to more freedom, which we do sort of like that here, Super Don.
Yeah, and it's kind of a going theme around here.
Yeah. Well, we got some more Ebola stories. Of course, yesterday, was I too hard on President Ebola? I mean, Obama? I think I
you know, that was one of the more impassioned, outstanding opens. We got actually several compliments on that opening segment yesterday. I think I'm gonna put that into a YouTube. I think
people
need to
look at me on the lookout for that. And it was because I got some sleep and I was able to actually, and I talked about this off the air. Some people can hear it because sometimes they have the feed open on GCN when we do our show. We got to be careful what we say. But I was talking about having the opportunity to actually listen to these audio clips and kind of digest them. And and it makes all the difference in the world. You know, believe it or not, there's a lot that goes on here. And we're going to continue to cover this in ways that you'll never hear anywhere else in broadcast media, even today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Real quick, before we go into Ebola, because we're going to go there soon with Mike Adams. House has approved Ron Paul's audit the Fed bill. This is also big news. Ron Paul's not in the House of Representatives anymore, but he lives on. The audit the Federal Reserve bill got more life Wednesday when the House passed the bill for the second time in 3 years, this time by a bigger margin than before. It's now sponsored by Representative Paul Brown. Georgia Republican was approved on a 333-92 vote, with all but one Republican and 106 Democrats in favor of it, which, again, is a major jump because last time the majority of Democrats voted against it. So they're shaming the Democrats into recognizing that this Federal Reserve is not for the little guy. It is not, although it keeps Congress critters in power, and that's what they seemingly like to do. So the question is, what happens now with overwhelming support when it goes to the Senate? Will it die a Harry Reid-injected death as it had before, with when he wouldn't even let the bill come to the Senate floor for a vote?
Right.
So in the article, check it out. I want you to get on the horn if you're so engaged and active in that way to let them know that you want the Fed auditor. Of course, ultimately, it will be ended, and it will end in a very unceremonious way because they're in a state of denial. And the fact of the matter is, as Ron Paul warned, either we, just like, you know, in a sense, when he said, let's bring the troops home, we can bring them home, or we can have them hitchhike home when we're out of money, when the Fed does inevitably collapse because we can't afford empire building. Yet, as Obama said yesterday on the air, we had it recorded and played, he was ready to set up health care centers of some kind, not only in West Africa, but wherever they deem it needed because economically they can't do it.
And I love the word he throws out there, generally.
Generally.
You know, where you know, they just don't have these types of resources generally.
Right, exactly. And this is the extraordinary thing here when you think about it, because it's the general welfare clause all over again. Because if somebody was to query Obama, what did you mean by that generally? He'd say, well, it's for the general welfare of Liberia? Really? That you're going to argue that now? Listen, Republicans have their problems, but Democrats, if you're going to argue general welfare clause is supporting Obama's military incursion into Liberia and other places to set up health clinics, I mean, this is nonsense. And John Rappaport has a great new article. We published it at robertscottbell.com today about, the myth-making, the myth of the hero doctor. This is another great article I want you to read. I don't know if you got to see it yet, Super Don, but oh my gosh, when he lays it out so beautifully as he does there, that these are all psychological operations. You know, the CIA could have come up with this. It's like, here's it. The medical matrix is built this way. Heroes come to the rescue. Doctors set up clinics in the middle of epidemics and save lives. They work miracles. Two, they deem it, but wherever is needed because can't do it economically. They
word he throws up, and I love literally. Generally, where where these types of they just don't have generally resources.
And this right exact ordinary thing. This is the when you're thinking here, it's the joke about it because clause all over general welfare. Somebody was the quiver again because what did you mean by that? Harry Obama. Okay, well, it's for the generally. It's her. General welfare. Liberia of life. Really? Going to argue that. Republicans have their Democrat problems. Argue general Democrats, if you're going to is simple welfare clause, military importing Obama, Liberia incursion into life to set up health and other places, clinics, is nonsense. And I mean, this is report has a great, and John Rapp published it at right new article we.com today. Robert Scott Bell, about the myth of the myth make doctor. Of the hero, the great article. This is another. I don't know if you guys want you to read, Don, but oh my, to see it yet, Super. When he lays it, gosh, as he does out so beautiful that these there logical operations are all psychological. You know, patients could have come up with the CIA. Here's this. It's like Matrix has built the medical may come to the rescue this way. Heroes are set up clinics. Doctor epidemics, and it's in the middle of it. They work to save lives. Two, only miracles. But wherever they deem it needed because economically they can't do it.
And I love the word he throws out there, generally.
Generally.
You know, where you know, they just don't have these types of resources generally.
Right, exactly. And this is the extraordinary thing here when you think about it, because it's the general welfare clause all over again. Because if somebody was to query Obama, what did you mean by that generally? He'd say, well, it's for the general welfare of Liberia? Really? That you're going to argue that now? Listen, Republicans have their problems, but Democrats, if you're going to argue general welfare clause is supporting Obama's military incursion into Liberia and other places to set up health clinics, I mean, this is nonsense. And John Rappaport has a great new article. We published it at robertscottbell.com today about, the myth-making, the myth of the hero doctor. This is another great article I want you to read. I don't know if you got to see it yet, Super Don, but oh my gosh, when he lays it out so beautifully as he does there, that these are all psychological operations. You know, the CIA could have come up with this. It's like, here's it. The medical matrix is built this way. Heroes come to the rescue. Doctors set up clinics in the middle of epidemics and save lives. They work miracles. Two, only they deem it, but wherever is needed because can't do it economically. They
the word he throws out. And I love literally, generally, where, where these types of, they just don't have generally resources.
And this, right, exact, ordinary thing, this is the, when you're thinking here, it's the joke about it, because clause all over, general welfare, somebody was the quiver again, because what did you mean by that, Harry Obama, okay, well, it's for the generally, it's general welfare, Liberia, of life, really? I'm going to argue that. Republicans have their Democrat problems. Argue general Democrats, if you're going to is civil welfare clause, military, importing Obama, Liberia, incursion into life to set up health and other places, clinics, is nonsense. And, I mean, report has a great, and John Rapp published it at right, new article we.com today, Robert Scott Bell, about the myth of the myth make doctor. Of the hero, the great article. This is another. I don't know if you guys want you to read, Don, but oh my, to see it yet, Super. When he lays it, as he does out so beautiful that these there logical operations are all psychological. Patients could have come up with the CIA. Here's this. It's like Matrix has built the The medical may come to the rescue this way. Heroes are set up clinics. Doctor epidemics, and it's in the middle of they work to save lives. Two, only miracles, but wherever they deem it needed because economically they can't do it.
And I love the word he throws out there, generally.
Generally.
You know, where they just don't have these types of resources generally.
Right, exactly. And this is the extraordinary thing here when you think about it, because it's the general welfare clause all over again. Because if somebody was to query Obama, what did you mean by that generally? He'd say, well, it's for the general welfare of Liberia? Really? That you're going to argue that now? Republicans have their problems, but Democrats, if you're going to argue general welfare clause is supporting Obama's military incursion into Liberia and other places to set up health clinics, I mean, this is nonsense. And John Rappaport has a great new article. We published it at robertscottbell.com today.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, time to go back into the heart of healing with our good friend Stephen Huer from One World Way, oneworldway.com, W-H-E-Y. And this one really is near and dear to my heart because my own father, ultimately, his demise was because he couldn't regenerate his kidneys. And there's so many people suffering with kidney dysfunction, renal dysfunction, and I want to get this reversed before anybody gets to the point where they're having to be on dialysis.
I know. It's really a sad situation because, as I said in an earlier interview about the adrenals, because the kidneys cells themselves, like the adrenals, they don't have inside the cells, they don't have an organelle called a ribosome, and a ribosome is the key organelle that creates proteins for repair of the cell itself. So the kidney and adrenals are not a very regenerative organ system, and therefore anything that can come in and support kidney repair is really quite miraculous and just amazing. So the exciting thing in terms of for me is that I've had success with people in the past 15 years. I've had two people on kidney dialysis get off dialysis and just go on not needing them anymore. Well, one of them actually got back onto drugs and he got back on dialysis because he injured his kidneys again. A lot of people don't know that things like high blood pressure medication can, damage and injure kidneys and create the actual kidney failure you're not wanting. So drugs, heavy metals, things like that can actually injure the kidneys and then create a lifelong problem that leads to dialysis for some people. where when you use Synergy One, we had these people use Synergy One that I talked about that reversed their problem and got off dialysis. That actually activates protein synthesis and throughout the body. It raises the IGF-1 levels in the kidneys. The kidneys are low in that particular repair protein, and raising the IGF-1 levels helps the kidneys then rebuild themselves somewhat. And it did so for these two men successfully, such that they got off dialysis. I had five other clients over the years who were near kidney failure who did herbal and dietary changes, and each one was able to take their kidney function from, say, down in the 20 range. And anytime you get below 20, you're kind of like already in kidney failure. So go from 20 all the way up to 50 and I guess higher just from dietary changes and herbal intervention. So the protocol that I've created here called Successful Regeneration of Kidneys has five products in it. One's called the three of them are the Medix products that I've spoken about before. Mm-hmm. These are regulatory peptides. The regulatory peptides uniquely go into the organ system in question, activate the adult stem cells, and then activate the adult stem cells to convert into brand new kidney cells, brand new adrenal cells. So we've got the kidney Medix here, the adrenal Medix here, and the pituitary Medix to rebuild those organ systems. We've got the One World Way because we want to raise glutathione. We want to ease the detox role of the kidneys and put it more on the liver, which is raising glutathione helps do that. And, you know, raising glutathione helps all the organs function better, whether it's the adrenals or the liver or the kidneys. You need lots of glutathione in each organ to work in an optimal way. Then you got Synergy One, which I spoke about, and that's just a wonderful, easy, almost tasteless liquid spray. Spray it in the mouth twice a day at bedtime and when you wake up, and let it absorb through the mouth by holding that for 90 seconds. So those products would be a simple, easy to follow program, and the person does that and pays attention to other factors like healthy food and getting off of things that are toxic to the kidneys.
Right.
And they could prove to change their diagnosis and prevent kidney failure.
Now, we remember also the kidneys are passively sitting downstream from the liver, so if the liver is overwhelmed and burdened, the kidneys are going to suffer with what the liver is not able to handle. So cleaning up what goes in is important, and one of the biggest things, and it's unfortunately endemic to America, people are on non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, popping them like candy, and this is damaging to both the liver and the kidneys and the intestinal system, all connected, all related.
Yes, exactly. I mean, there are frequently the allopathic intervention is the most damaging thing you can do. I mean, I remember one person that I knew was a young man. He was doing ibuprofen every day for his, I don't know what it was, some kind of pain he had in his body that he took this ibuprofen every day. And I guess when he was in his late 30s, he got kidney failure and he died just from ibuprofen.
Right. No, you're not exaggerating at all. And we've talked with Dr. Batar about this issue of ibuprofen and kidney damage as well. So looking to heal the liver, heal the kidneys, and in this case, successful regeneration of kidneys, this is a comprehensive method. And it's not difficult to do what you put together, Stephen, with your heart of healing, just, again, manifesting in a way that's accessible and doable. I just, I only wish I would have known about this for my dad years ago.
I know. It's one of those things where now we can help whoever we can help and prevent suffering in the future on this subject.
All right. Successful regeneration of kidneys. OneWorldWay.com is the easy website to access all of this. 888-988-3325, 888-988-3325. The staff and support of Stephen and his efforts in bringing healing back to you where it belongs, they're ready for you. Give them a call. Thank you, Stephen, my good friend.
Thank you, Robert.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet. And you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, back at it here. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues right on naturalnewsradio.com and our syndicator GCN with who? Hey, it's Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. He's back just in time to discuss the latest article about Ebola and more. Welcome, Mike.
Hello, Robert. Hi, it's always good to join you. And wow, the news is really exploding about this Ebola pandemic. Can you believe Obama himself came out and said this was spiraling out of control?
Yeah, you know, President Ebola, I call him now, and we covered pretty intensely yesterday about what this really is about, and it was stunning when he revealed that they were wanting to build some form of health infrastructure or health clinics like he's the Walmart of allopathic medicine, not only in West Africa, but wherever it's needed around the world. I had no idea we were doing that.
Well, that will be amazing if they build a first world medical infrastructure in Africa while we have a third world crumbling medical failure in America.
Yeah, I think for my liberal friends that are still leaning that way, hello, that's your president? What is he doing? I'm just asking.
He's the master of contradiction, of course. Even when he says Ebola is spiraling out of control and he says this could threaten national economies and threaten national security. Mm-hmm. And this is the president who refuses to secure the U.S. southern border. I mean, you can't hold a more obscene contradiction in your mind than those two ideas that Obama has rattling around in his head. I can't believe it.
Yeah, and also our good friend John Rappaport, who you reference in this latest article here, we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscatbell.com, the idea of what's behind this, where's the reality, where's the fiction, and how does it become reality, even if some of us know there's a lot of fiction involved in this. And I love that you brought all of these up for people to think about.
Yeah, that's the difficult thing about this, because none of us are in West Africa. We don't know what's happening. We have to depend on third-party sources to tell us. And the problem is that these sources have a long history of lying to us about all kinds of things. In fact, they lie more often than they tell the truth. Mm-hmm. So how do we know what's real? And that's really the topic of my story, which explores the five popular Ebola conspiracy theories and just tries to ask questions like what could be true, what has evidence supporting it versus what is just conjecture at this point. Anyway, that's the topic, and I think it's worth exploring because we don't know what's true yet.
Yeah, well, exactly. And, you know, I have a good buddy of mine who's traveled to Sierra Leone twice in the last 6 months, and he described what's going on, and they're basically shutting down the country. But he said that there literally is no infrastructure. It does not exist. There is no grid. You know, there are only people that want to exploit and mine and enslave, you know, as far as the global elites coming into these countries. So you've got to ask the question, is this a psychological operation, an excuse to set up military operations in another country, another beachhead, to prevent, for instance, China from getting there first?
Yeah, well, gosh, maybe releasing Ebola there is a great way to keep China away. But let's go through the five theories, if you don't mind. If
sure,
you have,
yeah.
And just remember, these are working theories. And I'm not the originator of all five theories. This is just what's circulating out there, but I think they're worth exploring. Theory number one is that Ebola might be a bioengineered weapon deployed by the U.S. Department of Defense. This was explained by a scientist in Liberia's top newspaper, mm-hmm. the Liberian Observer. And in that article that's published in that paper, the scientist says right out, Ebola is a genetically modified organism. And that the U.S. government has been secretly testing Ebola and Ebola vaccines in Africa. Now, we have to ask ourselves, is there any history of that going on? Is that credible at all, or is that just crazy? Well, it turns out it's pretty credible history. You know, we've got the NIH government-funded experiments on Guatemalan prisoners mm-hmm. that Obama had to publicly apologize for when that actually came out and they couldn't cover it up anymore. We've got a long, long history of the government running medical experiments, the Tuskegee experiments in the United States on African Americans, many, many others, experiments on prisoners, experiments on soldiers, everything from nuclear, chemical, biological experiments. So that is not an outlandish
right.
accusation.
You know, and listen, my assessment briefly on this is that it may be true. I don't know personally, but I know that the simple act of vaccinating, particularly people who are immunocompromised, which they are on the African continent because of a lot of reasons we may get into, would be enough even if they didn't geoengineer anything. Just inject toxic heavy metals in there, that could be enough.
Yeah, good point. The vaccines themselves mm-hmm. do contain toxic heavy metals like mercury, as you said. They contain adjuvants, mm-hmm. Other toxic chemicals that can cause all kinds of problems. That's very true. Let's go on to theory number two.
Yeah.
That the CDC owns the patent on the Ebola vaccine and is pushing this to boost profits for itself and vaccine manufacturers. Now, Dave Hodges over at the Common Sense Show has put together a pretty good article on this, laying this out, apparently citing some patent documents showing the CDC has some financial interest in Ebola vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have to ask ourselves again, is there any, could this possibly be true? The answer is yes. I mean, the American Dental Association owns patents on mercury fillings. And so it keeps pushing mercury fillings, even though it's toxic to children. And why? Because it keeps earning a royalty on that.
Sure.
Wouldn't the CDC love to earn a royalty on a mandatory Ebola vaccine? And how do you get a vaccine to become mandatory? Well, you have to have an outbreak in the United States, and then you can push it. So this has some historical precedent as well.
Yeah, and the precedent even like at NIH or with the National Cancer Institute, or I'm thinking of Paul Offit also, who's been a very big proponent of vaccination, having patented and developed some vaccines for children, like for the rotavirus, etc. Also, Dr. Robert Gallo, the claim that he discovered HIV with Montagnier and stole it and all of that. Now, we've covered the fact that we don't, you know, the HIV test doesn't work to begin with, but there are patents on the test and it's been very profitable. And so the precedent for that kind of thing being possible or maybe real is very real. So that's interesting. Number two on that one.
Yep. The third theory is that this is part of a depopulation effort, that somehow the globalists, who have been openly calling for depopulation of the planet, everybody from Bill Gates to Ted Turner and many others, have managed to find a way to release this with the intention of it spreading and thereby wiping out the population. Now, we can't prove this is true. Again, this is a theory. It may be true. It may not be true. But we do have scientists like Dr. Charles Arntzen, who is the head of the Biodesign Institute for Infectious Diseases and Vaccinology, who was caught on video recently joking, "Hey, that's the answer. Go out and use genetic engineering to create a better virus. 25% of the population is supposed to go in contagion."
Mm-hmm.
That's a direct quote from him. So we know that these globalists and many scientists are in favor of using genetically engineered infectious disease agents to cull the human population and reduce population.
Sure, and it's known even in the major news media that they've, like at CDC, been producing more virulent strains just to see if they can make them. And so that exists as well. I'll also say that that concept of the only thing evil needs is for good men to do nothing, the very fact that these scientists completely ignore that in order to counter any epidemic or pandemic within any area, they would need to provide clean water, adequate sanitation, you know, sewage, hygienic practices, and they would reverse most every outbreak there is outside of the most severely affected right now. But they're not doing that, which tells you their perception about the reduction of population, I believe.
Yeah, exactly. And the calls for reducing the population seem to be growing louder and louder. And there is some concern. You know, we're running out of water. We're running out of oil. We're, you know, running out of food.
Right. All of these. Well, the fourth theory kind of builds on the previous ones. You write here, there is no Ebola outbreak. Again, you're reporting on the theories. You're not saying they're credible at this point, so we're discussing them. And the CDC is inventing hysteria in order to push high-profit vaccines.
Right, and this one, John Rappaport, who we both know and love, is a great journalist on this, and he's sort of proposed this idea that maybe this is just hysteria from the CDC. Well, it turns out there is a strong history of the CDC exaggerating, committing scientific fraud, lying, in order to push more vaccines for a fake pandemic. They did this years ago with the swine flu vaccine. So that doesn't mean that Ebola isn't happening, but it does mean that we are correct to ask the question and to be actual investigative journalists and actually do investigations. We, you know, it's stupid to trust the CDC by default when this is an agency that's been proven over and over again to have ties to criminals and scientific fraud and, you know, international money laundering operations and the whole deal, you know, experiments on children. So we have to ask this question.
Yeah, in fact, the CDC whistleblower, we've got a new video linked up, and you link it in this article. Dr. William Thompson basically acknowledged to Brian Hooker that he was ordered to lie about this cover-up by CDC officials. So you're right. Do not trust the CDC and the individuals in it. There's too much at stake for them to tell you the truth.
Yeah, exactly. Now, theory number five, which is the theory that I actually lean towards at the moment,
mm-hmm.
Ebola is a genetically engineered bioweapon, but its release in Africa was an accident. Like, maybe they were doing some testing on some small groups, and they didn't mean for it to get out. It's spreading faster than they anticipated. And this gets to the whole issue of the U.S. government stumbling across freezers full of genetically engineered bioweapons, which is, they keep finding, you know, dengue fever and influenza and Q fever, smallpox, anthrax. They keep finding these vials laying around everywhere, which just shows you that they have really poor quality control.
Yeah, it's like the Three Stooges running things. We have a sound effect there as well. Stand by. We've got to take a break, and we'll be back to wrap up this hour with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, talking about this fifth theory, where we are, what our perceptions are about what's going on. So this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Rocking the health world through the power of radio. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All the answers are there. All the answers are there in the natural world, but you are not allowed to know them because our government put a censored clamp on the First Amendment when it comes to speaking of things that could genuinely heal you and me or truly prevent you and I from getting ill or your child from getting ill or if your child gets ill from you getting ill when they bring it home.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom.
You are to care for yourself and your kids, not the government, not a doctor, not even a homeopathic doctor. When someone comes to me, I'm not doing the work for you. My job is to teach you how to heal yourself.
The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Over. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, capsicum, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You know it's coming. The signs that you're starting to age. The wrinkles that weren't there before. Those sudden lines. But what if you could hold back those signs for years to come? That can happen with a proprietary new anti-aging complex that reinvents looking younger. It's like a delete button for your wrinkles. Our philosophy is simple. No wrinkles allowed. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or go to nowrinklesallowed.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, the latest article by Mike Adams is up. We've got it linked at robertscottbell.com, right to naturalnews.com. Of course, you hear us around the world on naturalnewsradio.com, along with archives there. And we appreciate you, Mike, so very much for helping us get the word out on this story and so many others.
Well, look, I'm happy to contribute here. This is a group effort to try to get to the truth, which actually brings me to the conclusion of this article that we need to go over.
Mm-hmm.
The real truth in all of this is that any information coming from an official source has to be flagged as possibly false. We are constantly being lied to by official sources, which is why I even mentioned the book by Liam Sheff, Official Stories.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great book that just lays out the whole argument for this, you know, how people are so gullible that they believe anything the White House tells them or that CNN tells them. Well, I should say some people. Not
enough, unfortunately, but yeah, you're right. And we kind of shake our heads when we're yelled at and screamed at for not believing the official story.
Right, right. But, you know, official stories have their purpose, which is to shape the theater, which is taking place on this global stage in order to keep people asleep.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand that almost everything that you see, and I know you understand this, Robert, but almost everything people see from the White House or from official mainstream media sources or from the CDC, FDA, and so on, it's all theater. I mean, you know, we talk about the TSA and security theater, but
right.
What you're getting from the mainstream news is news theater. It is designed to keep you focused on this act that's taking place so that you don't recognize that you're living in the Matrix.
Yes. Yeah, well, exactly. And, you know, my training as a homeopath is really deeply rooted in this law of the terrain, which is something I never learned about going up through traditional university and had to unlearn to relearn that concept. And that's why, you know, my spider senses, so to speak, always are suspicious anytime they talk about these outbreaks, because I always look for, let's say, a toxicological source, like we've talked about stories all over time where communities suddenly get hit, like even in the Midwest with the so-called enterovirus of some kind. They neglect the fact that, okay, they're all going back to school. What happens right before they go back to school? Well, they're all getting vaccinated. Hey, could it be an adverse event in a mass way, not into autism, but these kind of symptoms? And it's like the mainstream sure. media couldn't ask that question if you paid them. Well, you can't pay them enough because they're being paid by Big Pharma already.
Yeah, but you're right. In fact, there was that case a few years ago of the Baxter company caught shipping out live viruses in vaccine manufacturing materials. They were supposed to be beacon viruses, but they were live. You could have a bad batch of vaccines that's been distributed across the country and has been making children sick. And you're right, that even asking that question is not allowed in the mainstream media, nor at the CDC. You can't even ask the question,
right,
which
right.
tells you that there is no science behind it. It's pure dogma, because no system of science that is legitimate would be so fragile that it couldn't handle a simple question.
Yeah, and of course, if you're going to sleuth this out, and the toxicologists at the CDC, I feel bad for them because they're relegated to the basement and they rarely see the light of day, they would acknowledge this. I mean, they know that these heavy metals and contaminants, whether it be in a vaccine or otherwise, are really a source for a lot of so-called outbreaks that they want to blame on a virus, because it's much more profitable than to have to go back to the industry that polluted and say, listen, you got to clean up your act. Not only that, you got to make restitution for the harm that you've done. And that is not allowed because we have, you know, a corporate oligarchy at this point protecting those polluters.
Well, yeah, exactly right. It's a massive cover-up of liability that should be there. But, you know, hey, a lot of these CDC scientists that you mentioned are living in the basement. They're eating from the wrong freezer. There's a lunch freezer, and then there's a smallpox yeah. freezer. And they've mixed them up, and they've become poisoned, and now they've become part of the system that is poisoning humanity.
Yeah. Hey, we got you've been doing some audio series on the pandemic, on Ebola and such. Real quick, we got less than a minute, but what will people learn there? A couple of things.
Well, the website is biodefense.com. So just go there. It's a free online course. We've got six episodes posted now. Seventh will be posted later today. And it's a free online course that teaches you everything you need to know for pandemic preparedness. It applies to Ebola or anything else that comes along that's a pandemic. And this is information that can save your life and that you won't learn ever in the mainstream media.
Beautiful. And if you want to keep asking the questions, and we're asking here to help see the world in a sense that you're empowered to walk through rather than being victimized, keep getting your news from Natural News and right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Mike Adams, my friend, appreciate you so very much.
Thank you, Robert. Great to be on your show today.
All right, coming right back with Ty Bollinger. It's time for Outside the Box Wednesday. Stick around. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.